The moon cast long, jagged shadows across the white gravel of the yard. Robert stood on the porch, his eyes fixed on the dark outline of the North Ridge. He could see the flickering lights of the cleanup crew. They were like fireflies hovering over a grave. Minnie stepped out, wrapping a shawl around her arms. "You're thinking about the FDC again," she whispered. Robert gripped the railing, his knuckles turning white. "The canisters have the old company stamp on them, Min. I thought I buried that part of the ledger forever. But the mountain doesn't keep secrets for long." Minnie leaned against the doorframe, her face calm. "We aren't that company. We are Boom Lake now." The sound of a car engine disturbed the night air. It was a black SUV, sleek and out of place here. It pulled up to the curb with a slow, heavy grace. A man in a suit stepped out, looking at the small condo with a cold, distant gaze. "Mr. Towers," he called out, his voice smooth as silk. "I represent the investors from the New York days." Robert felt a chill that the night air hadn't sent. "I don't have investors," Robert said, stepping down. "I have a family and a very small bank account." The man smiled, but his eyes remained like flint. "The canisters on the hill are worth more than gold. There is data inside them that never reached the sky." Virginia watched from the window, her hand on the phone, ready to call Dave. Dorothy and Shirley moved closer to their father. They were a line of heat against the cold visitor. "We don't want your data," Barbara said, appearing from the shadow of the car. "And we don't want your money or your lies." The man looked at the four daughters of the Titan. He saw a wall he couldn't buy and couldn't break. "The past is persistent," he said, turning away. "It will find you again." He drove off into the darkness of the canyon. Robert looked at the ridge, then back at his girls. The saga was no longer about finding the truth. It was about holding it. The wind howled. The towers stood firm. The war was just starting.